another fascinating program. 70 degrees north. Beautiful photography. Don't you wish you were there, or would it be a bit chilly? And it was very well put together. I mean, can't actually fault it. Shame. Autumn Gold. Seems everybody's doing an advert. There was an advert in the first half, too. This seemed to go from very nice pictures of leaves, and then we got stills, which, whatever. Wasn't sure about that one. And the gamble. Oh, that was a fun story. How to cope with computer dating. The actors did well. Not sure that we needed, or at the end, that they needed to have known each other before. But, yes, a nice little film. Obviously, everyone had fun making it. Waterloo Sunset. The reason I jumped on this one was because this is a film I would always have liked to have made, having worked at Waterloo for so many years. It would have been fun. And it was very well done this time. An interesting range of shots. And then we moved into the Harz Mountains on the railway film. Again, we have this couple of beautiful shots, perfectly edited, good commentary, interesting film. Yeah, so, you know, worth watching. And then One Night Only. Did everybody enjoy that one? I think you can watch that one forever and a day, and it is still a perfect film. And now you want a decision. Now, the interesting thing about this competition is that it is for an entertaining programme, which, if following Roy Place's view, entertaining programmes are supposed to be light-hearted and entertaining. And if I follow that train of thought, one reaches the conclusion that although the Potter's Bar one was absolutely superbly put together and all the films were interesting, on the entertainment factor, should I be standing by the door, I think that Harrow wins, because there was much more fun to be had in that programme. Deadly clap.